It is a cold, quiet November morning. The smoke from California's devastating wildfires has finally dissipated from the Idaho air, but now a dense fog has taken its place. I am visiting home for a while, back in the brick house where my parents have lived for more than 25 years. Now, as I drive from Fruitland toward Emmett, I see a flock of geese flying south. Cattle graze on either side of the road, their breath steaming. The butte rises sharply in the distance, covered in deep purple shadows. One Emmett resident once noted on Facebook that when light hits the north side of the butte just right, it looks like the velvet on a deer's antler, silvery, surreal, and beautiful. I pull into the parking lot for Emmett High School. It's the first monolithic dome school ever built, constructed in the 1980s for its affordability and unique look. It's also supposed to be pretty energy efficient, but I've heard that many of the students hate it. They are jealous of kids over the hill, in cities like Meridian, who are getting new, expensive high school buildings with walls of brightly lit windows. The city of Emmett has struggled to get bonds passed to make school improvements. I walk to the school's agriculture building, a mini dome a short walk from the larger 180-foot diameter school building. Inside, Nate Lowe, head of the Agricultural Science and Technology Department at the school, is talking to an advisory group of students who are interested in agriculture. The students look at me curiously as I walk through the door and sit down. I quickly tally them up in my head. There's more than 30 students in this class. After Mr. Lowe introduces me, I stand and walk to the front of the classroom. I grew up in Fruitland, down the road, but my grandpa and great-grandpa farmed here, in the Emmett Valley, I tell them. Now I'm a journalist, working outside Washington, D.C., and I am writing a book about agriculture in this area. I would love to hear more about your hopes for the future and whether you're interested in farming long-term. I pause. Would you be okay with my taking a quick poll? The students nod. Okay. How many of you are interested in being a farmer or rancher after you graduate? I ask. About 3/4 of the students raise their hands. Awesome. Now, how many of you want to stay in Emmett after you graduate? 3 students slowly raise their hands. A few others giggle quietly. I write down the number and circle it. If you'd like to talk to me more about your interest in farming, I'll just be over here in the corner, I say with a smile. A little later, 5 students, 4 girls and a boy, sit down across from me. They look excited and slightly nervous. One of them tells me she'd love to be a farmer's wife or to help run a dairy someday. Another, from the nearby tiny town of Sweet, says he wouldn't mind taking over his dad's operation after graduation. A couple of them tell me that leaving Emmett is something they all talk about, but something they doubt kids will follow through on. Everybody likes to sound too good for this place, but a lot of them love it underneath the surface. I'm not so sure, though. I just talked to a Baptist pastor here in town. He told me there's a single young man in his congregation, probably about 30 years old, who is one of the last members of his graduating class still living in Emmett. Everybody else has left him behind. Despite their bravado, the students I'm talking to may not plan to leave home. They don't seem to have any concrete plans for exodus. Just a sense that it's good to say you have big plans. What remains to be seen is what they do when they experience the appeal of greener pastures, the siren call of other places, more important places, that will beckon to them, as they did to me, in times to come. For now, I enjoy watching these students lean over tables and talk quietly to each other, laughing and grinning and listening to Mr. Lowe. I enjoy seeing their eagerness as they tell me about the horses or cattle they help raise, the work they've done with Future Farmers of America, FFA, and the agricultural department here at the high school. I enjoy sitting here watching a new crop of Emmett students enjoy their time in this soil for as long as it lasts.